living in New York City has probably had some sort of experience with its subway system. But when it rains in the city, those experiences are rarely pleasant.
In July of 2019, a video surfaced online showing a commuter nearly getting swept away onto the tracks by a sudden wave of rainwater. A similar video was taken by Jason Haber, a member of the New York State Department Committee. When we interviewed him, he told us that this type of flooding has only become more frequent, with climate change impacting sea levels and leading to more and more natural disasters.
Furthermore, he explained to us that these floods originate in the Catskills. According to Haber, shutting down the subways is a last-minute resort, and the city should instead focus on managing the Catskills water supply. Because of Haber's inputs, a new path of research opened up to us. The Catskills not only have an impact on flooding in the subway, but are an environmental issue on their own.
After thanking him, we focused on the details of what Mr. Haber had explained to us. From his perspective as a passenger, and did some in-deep research at the Catskill watershed and how its flooding affects New York City, especially the subway.
As Hurricane Sandy struck New York City in 2012, the impact could be seen as far upstate as the Catskills. The raging waters brought even more flooding to the city, requiring more than $5 billion worth of repairs. The effect was felt mostly by the 4.3 million daily commuters on the subway system, as all lines were shut down for the storm. Congress granted $48 billion to federal agencies for disaster recovery.
And you can imagine that those effects on the transit system were great. All subway lines were shut down for this storm, and only specific routes reopened shortly after, blocking the 4.3 million people that take the subway daily.
In order to find out more about what MTA officials are doing to prevent flooding, we contacted Thomas Avdala, an adjunct professor in Columbia University's Sustainability Management and Graduate Program, as well as Deputy Vice President and Chief Environmental Engineer for New York City Transit. What precautions have you taken to prevent flooding in the subway system?
We have areas of, you know, below sea level or low-lying areas, especially station entrances and exits. So we've been putting doors on some of these entrances. You know, New York City Transit is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So until Hurricane Sandy came along 7 years ago, we don't need doors because we're always open. But we're actually putting in, we call them, they're watertight doors.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of jokingly referred to as submarine doors. That's how tight they are. So you swing them closed. You inflate the sort of like to create a seal. We use an air pump to actually, you know, make sure that it's watertight.
Yeah.
That's one way. Mm-hmm. The other way is something called flex gate, and that is sort of, you know, as you, if you're on the surface, you know, when you walk down the steps, a Kevlar material can be unlocked and sort of strung over the stairway, and it would prevent, you know, water from getting down the steps. In some cases, we are building walls. We are building a wall around the Coney Island Yard. We are building a wall around the 207th Street Yard. We're building a wall around the St. George Terminal in Staten Island. So we're building walls, and also as sort of a mitigation measure, a lot of our electrical equipment was sort of on the ground level. Mm-hmm. You know, we're putting that higher up.
Right.
You know, putting electrical equipment higher up. So that's very basic, very common sense. You know, it's kind of interesting. Not terribly advanced. Making it watertight, flex gates, walls, and in cases where, you know, we can also plug drains.
Right.
You know, sometimes the drains are, you know, there, right, like as you descend down the station steps. Mm-hmm. And it just sort of plugs, just plugging the holes.
Right.
What are the potential long-term effects if flooding and natural disasters continue like this?
Rain lasts 2-3 days these days, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we used to get a rainstorm, it used to rain for a couple hours. Now it seems to rain from Tuesday to Friday. I'm seeing, you know, much more larger, more voluminous storms.
Yes.
And I think, unfortunately, I think the weather and the devastation is bearing that out.
Of course.
And, you know, we have to do, we have to move to alternative fuels, renewable energy, solar panels, wind, electric vehicles, green infrastructure. I can go on and on. You know, we're always trying to improve our signal system. Now, this is more of a on the sort of operating side.
Right.
One of our chief measures of moving more people faster is to make the signal system 21st century, and basically going using computers to run the signal system so we can run more trains during the peak hour. So, for instance, if the signal system can only move 15 train cars or 15 train cars or lines every hour, we want to increase that to 18.
Wow,
we want to have, instead of 4 minutes between trains, we want 2 minutes between trains.
Nice.
In order to do that, we have to upgrade our signal system to a more computer-based system, which will help us move more people faster, safely.
Yes. Right.
Everything about what we do is starts and ends with safety.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, I hope that people will be patient, and in some period of time, that the city of New York will have a undisputable best transit system in the world.
I hope
us
so
too.
Despite the seemingly constant flooding in the New York City subway system, significant change is being made to improve conditions for both the commuters and workers, mostly thanks to people like Abdallah. New York is a progressive city that is ready, willing, and able to address the ever more pressing issue of climate change.
Thank you for listening, and have a good day.